Okay, great to be back now with Essex Tech hockey coach Mark Leonard. And coach, first of all, congratulations to where you guys are, and thank you for being with us once again.
Yeah, no problem. I will always help you out. You're so good for my program and all the local programs. You guys do great things for high school sports, so I appreciate it.
Well, coach, thank you. And most of that credit goes to Bill Newell. We're both educators. We love doing what we do. And we love talking with you guys as coaches who are also teachers. Coach, I guess I want to start with just your reflection on where you are right now, because, you know, there's so many fine points to talk about and kids to talk about and strategy. But overall, an absolutely spectacular season for Essex Tech.
Yeah, we really have had a great season. You know, we had a tough loss against Shawshin. But, you know, I mean, we're 15-1-1. I mean, you really can't ask for more. The kids have worked so hard and won some huge games, and we're starting to get huge crowds at our games, a lot of kids, which is great. So, yeah, we're very happy, you know, and hopefully we're not done yet. We still got playoffs coming up and still got a chance to win our league on Sunday against Lowell Catholic. So, hopefully we keep it going.
Yeah, and Shawshin is such a tremendous rival. Mark, the competitiveness, I mean, you've coached in several different leagues, a couple of different leagues at different levels.
Yeah.
The competitiveness this year on the North Shore seems to be, to me, something unrivaled. I mean, you know, back in the days when it was, you know, the North Shore Hockey League or whatever it was, everybody went to the Lynn Arena. That's different. You had fewer schools. You got more schools playing now, more kids involved. But you tell me about the level of competition. It seems like it's really intense everywhere.
It really is, you know. It seems like this year more than any other year, like anybody can beat anybody. If you don't come to play, you know, you're going to be in for a long night. And, you know, we've pulled out a couple close games against teams that, you know, maybe didn't have quite the record that we had, but they play you tough. And quite honestly, when you know, we were undefeated for a long time, and we're getting everybody's best game. Everyone wants to be the team that knocks us off. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, and you know, this. I think it speaks a lot to some of the great coaches we have on the North Shore in this area. You know, some guys have been at it a long time, and you know, you see the results. You get good programs, and they compete at the state tournament level, and it's a great spot for hockey. You know, it really is. We're lucky to be here, and we have guys like you who cover our sport, and Phil Stacey, who does such a great job covering it. So. I think there's a lot of interest. I think there's great coaches and a lot of great athletes, too.
Well, Phil Stacey knows more about hockey and kids, and it's amazing how much information that he and his staff gets out there, and it's great because the younger kids will look at that, their parents will look at that and say, hey, you know, this is pretty cool. And the thing is, like with Essex Tech, it's a relatively new program. But, Mark, I know you've mentioned several times how proud you are of the kids and how proud you are where the program is and where you're going on top of this. I got to ask you, when you got beat by Shawshin the other night back on February 4, you guys hadn't lost a game. You as a coach, you've lost a game. You know that you can't win them all. So what happened after that game? How did the kids take it? What did you do after that game?
Yeah, they took it pretty tough. You know, I think we all did. You know, we had beaten them 4-0 at their place, you know, it could have been a real special night. We could have won the league at home but you know what? They bounced back. Unfortunately, we haven't played since. It's been 11 days since we've played. We were supposed to play Matignon. They ended up forfeiting. They canceled the game and forfeited. I think they're folding their program or something. So we haven't played for 11 days. So to be honest, the first couple of days, it was a little tough, but you know, we try to stay positive, and you know, like I said to the kids, our season's not over. We're 14-1-1 right now, and you know, we still have a lot ahead of us.
Oh God, yeah, you got a long way to go. And I know, talking with Coach Dunbar over to Winthrop, he loves to have his kids skate against each other. So time off, he uses it well. I'm sure you've used it well too. So you're preparing for Hamilton Wenham on Wednesday?
Yes, tomorrow night we got Hamilton Wenham, and on Saturday we had like an inter-squad scrimmage. We brought some of the you know, the top JV players up as well, just to for our kids to play against someone different, and it was pretty intense. We made it very competitive, and you know, our first couple lines played against each other a lot, and you know, that the losing team had to do sprints at the end. So I mean, it was fun and it was intense, and it's about as close as we could get to a real game.
Perfect.
You know, 11 days is a long time to not play, and so I'm a little concerned about our start tomorrow night. But we had two real good practices this week, you know, today, yesterday, and today, and I think we'll be ready. We're back at home. We should have a great crowd, and hopefully we'll, you know, we might be a little shaky the first 5 or 6 minutes, but I'm sure we'll settle down and getting back to the way we play.
And it's going to be ramping up with a lot of games in the next few weeks, hopefully. Let me ask you, Coach, I got to start, and I know that it's sometimes tough talking with the dad, but I got to start with number four. I mean, he's your leading goal scorer, Brady Leonard, 15 goals, 18 assists, 33 points. And what, he's a sophomore, I believe?
Yeah, he's only a sophomore. He's actually up to 35 points now. He's got 16 goals, 19 assists.
Oh, okay.
And he's one behind Logan Casey, who's got 36 points. So, and as I've said a few times, that they're on different lines, which is great. You know, Brady is, he's my son, and it's not the easiest thing for him, you know, having his father as the coach, I'm sure. You know, and it's not easy for me either. I expect a lot from him, and there's a fine line between yelling at him too much and not enough. But luckily, you know, he's really established himself as a real good player. So anyone who thinks he's just playing because I'm his dad, I think,
well,
you know, they're mistaken.
Mark,
you know?
Mark, there comes a point when kids and parents or whoever involved know, you know, of your reputation, and then when your son or anybody gets out there and you trust him to do something, they understand that and respect it. That's why you're the coach. So congratulations on that. That's fabulous. And I want to ask you, what does Brady bring to his line, and what does Logan bring to his line?
Yeah, Logan is he's got tremendous skill. You know, he's got unbelievable hands, and he sees the ice well. He can score. He's really good around the net. He's a big, strong kid. You know, down low in the corners, he always seems to come up with the puck. And then there's Brady, who's you know, a real strong skater, has great hands. I think his best asset is he really sees the ice well. He's very unselfish, and you know, they both play with two good players too. You know, Brady plays with a kid named Jaden Vargas, who's got 20 points. He's mm-hmm. played with Jaden since they were about 8 years old, and he's only a sophomore from Peabody. And the kid on the left wing, Chris Myers, a junior, they've played together the last couple of years. They really work well together. They move the puck. They see the ice well. And the same with the first line. I mean, Logan has Anthony Bisenti, who's a sophomore from Peabody. He's a terrific skater, and he's a great passer. And then you got a senior who gives a little leadership on that line, Larry Graffio, who's very fast and has a knack for the net. So, you know, it's two good lines. And Brady and Logan, I think, have been fortunate to get the bulk of the points, but, you know, they certainly wouldn't do it without the alignment.
Yeah, and I'm sure they would express that, too, if we were able to talk to them. And we may. You mentioned something about Brady being able to see the ice and see the play in front of him. I know when Coach Jackson, Bobby Jackson, formerly Marblehead, used to work with us, he would mention it about a specific player or two. And seeing the game in front of you, Mark, is not something that comes easy to a high school kid, because essentially they're pretty much still learning the game, but sometimes it's instinctive, I suppose, with some kids.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think he got it from his old man, you know?
Of course.
he's a good player. You know, he's got a tremendous amount of skill. He's got a good shot. He can skate, and he's learning. You know, he's really picked up the defensive part of the game, which a lot of these young kids who have scored a million goals growing up, they never even saw their own end of the ice.
Yep. Yep.
You know, luckily a lot of these kids have played for me for a long time, and we really worked a lot on that. So I think they've picked it up a little bit quicker than some other young kids. But he's doing great. You know, I'm very proud of him. But it is difficult for him and myself.
I'm sure. Well, to have the success that you guys have had, you have to have team defense, meaning your forwards have got to come back. And that's hard to learn I would expect for some kids, of course, because you know, you just want to get down the offensive zone, score. When you lose the puck, I don't want to run back there.
But I have to add, so
you're playing good team defense. The kids get what you're throwing at them. I want to ask you about, and I've asked you before about Armani Booth, because here's the other end of the spectrum. He's back there on D, and it looks like he's kind of a quarterback, but he's also got a lot of offense.
Yeah, he's another one. He's got a lot of skill. He can skate, and for a big guy, he's got really good hands. He's got a shot on him. You know, sometimes he likes to go with the puck a little too often, but we kind of give him a green light. He's been a beast this year. That's I think the perfect word for him is a beast. He's 6'3", 220 pounds. But like in the old days, those guys couldn't skate, you know. But today's game, he can skate, and again, defensively he's tremendous. I think he's very intimidating, but he can also skate, move the puck, and he's got a big shot and nice quick release. So he's been great along with all our other D. They've just been tremendous.
Fantastic, and I tell you, I'm scared right now just sitting here. I don't want to mess with him. Good Lord. All right, Coach, so you got Hamilton on him on Wednesday. The pace picks up. You guys are seated in a really good position in the MIAA power rankings right now. You're at number two, I believe. Do I have that correct? No, number nine.
We're at number nine.
Number nine,
For the rankings, yeah, which is not a bad spot. We're in line to have a home game. And, you know, we'd like to get a couple more wins and maybe sneak up to that eighth spot where we could get two home games. But it won't be easy. You know, Hamilton Wenham's tough, and they're desperate for points right now. They're on the line of making the tournament or not. I think they're ranked like number 20 maybe, and something like that. I'm not positive. But then, you know, Lowell Catholic, if on Sunday it's going to be at the Sanger Center, which is awesome place to play.
I was just going to ask you about that. What? How cool is that for the kids to play up there?
Yeah, it's a great rink. You know, it's basically like a mini Boston Garden, and it's great ice and a great facility, and it's very exciting for them. And you know, we have a chance to win the league. If we win, we're going to be league champs. So, although we did want to win it at home, I mean, if it can't be at home, I think winning it at Saugus would be pretty special.
Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. Get back on the ice tomorrow night. Do well, and we'll talk to you later. And by all means, stay healthy.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Essex Tech hockey coach Mark Leonard. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.